Hello, Audio Boom. It's Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2015. I thought I'd post, because I haven't posted for a little while. Don't have much of note to say that any of you will find interesting. So I'm not really sure why I hit record. Maybe I have a subconscious craving and an unconscious need. I saw The Theory of Everything on Blu-ray on the other night. Well, on what night? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Sunday, whenever, recently. And it was really good. Eddie Redmayne did a jolly good show, jolly good, you know, job at portraying Professor Hawking, and it was an enjoyable watch. No doubt it was saccharine and overly oversimplified and stuff, but however, it was good. It was a very good film. Nice to see someone from radio playing a prominent role. I'm sure someone will tell me who she is. I can't remember her name now, but the woman who played Jane, his wife, was in The Archers, and she used to play Emma Grundy. So that was quite cool to hear her. See her! Any of you do that? I find it really weird. Do you say, I'm listening to the television? Or do you do what everyone else does and say, I'm watching telly? Because I've heard some people say that. I'm listening to the telly. And I've heard some people say, I'm watching the radio. So, yeah, interchangeable maybe, but interesting nevertheless. I always say watching. Just sounds weird if you say listening. You know? We watch the kids, just in and out. No, I will listen to the kids. Oh, okay. Fine, well, whatever. You know, it's language and it's what we use. And here's a dog. Hello. I'm listening to you, Oliver. Exactly. It doesn't make sense. So, yeah, not much else to say, really, which is a shame. Although some of you may think it's a good thing that I don't ramble on. What else can I say? I went to Site Village yesterday. Interesting experience. Yeah, I was stunned at the cost of products. I find it mesmerisingly challenging that these companies who corner a very small market charge so much money. I know the argument is, no, it's they have to spend lots of money developing these things. They probably don't make much profit, but they're selling it to a bunch of people who probably don't have a very large income compared to other sectors of society. And when I was confronted with what looked to me like a metal detector without the coil at the end, it was an Ultracane, and I've heard about these, so I had a look at it, and it was a cumbersome thing. I didn't know whether to wave it in the air and say, I found a Saxon hoard, or wave it around and hoover the floor with it. It felt like a hoover, or a metal detector. And it had these vibrating buttons on it, and yeah, and it was like 600 odd quid. And I said, who buys these things? Surely individuals can't afford this. And the woman said, well, primarily it's LEAs and access to work funds. And stunned that you can get a cane on your access to work fund. With that logic, would they help pay to train a guide dog? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? So, yeah, I found that interesting, that whole experience. Watches haven't changed much. I saw some talking watches. They still look crappy, like big lumps of plastic. Nothing stylish about them. And again, the price was daft. I mean, surely speech chips don't cost much nowadays, but they were still quite pricey and not very stylish. It seems that blind people have no, or are supposed to have no, or very little fashion sense, so the watches they wear are all very cumbersome and plasticky. Years and years ago, you could get tactile watches that looked okay, but nowadays they seem really quite noxious, to my thinking. Yeah, and interesting. Sadly, we got there at 2:30, thinking it would close at 4 or 5, so we got there at 2:30, only having half an hour left to explore the riches of the place. However, I was able to confront or converse with the manager of Widerby Manor Hotel, because I had the misfortune of visiting that place a few years ago, and I found it abysmal in pretty much every aspect. The service, the staff, the facilities, I found incredibly poor. And I've said this before, that rhymes. I'm a poet, and I kind of knew it. So I wanted to ask him if it's improved at all, because it was shocking. You're paying pretty good money for what is ostensibly a guest house experience. You're paying three and a half star rates for a very average experience, and we found it abysmal. Anyway, so he assures me, this chap, the guy who's been managing this place for a year, that it's all been improved and that he's aware that there were issues before and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So we had a long conversation, and I was telling him how I found the experience and how I felt it needed improving, and he was assuring me with great vitality that this hotel chain in general had improved, and this hotel specifically had really improved since he had taken over the mantle of manager. So I wondered if any of you chaps had been there in the last year or two to the Windermere Manor Hotel, or even to the Clifton. I wonder if it has improved, if either of those hotels had improved their service, their staff, their whatever. And these people also trot out the same thing, which is, we get lots of repeat custom. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they're good. It just means they kind of cornered the market, and lots of blind people feel so grateful to have somewhere for their dog to shit that they will go back. That's how it seems to me. Whereas mainstream hotels would be very generous in their facilitation of such needs. So I'm sure there are plenty of, before anyone jumps on my back like a little pixie, I'm sure there are plenty of blind folks who have plenty of objectivity and taste who go back because they like it. But I do sense that some people seem fairly oblivious to quality, and they just go there out of habit because they know, you know, familiarity, I guess, it's a fair reason, because they know how to get there, they know how to walk around the grounds, the rooms, they develop a rapport with the staff, and that's understandable. I'm not dissing that, but it'd be really lovely to get an objective view. If you've been there 3-4 years ago and you've been back in the last year or two, it'd be nice to see if there has been a difference in service. So yeah, blind village, no, sight village. Gotta get that right, blind or sight. Hilarious. Yeah, Sight Village was all right. I guess I should, you know, next time if I go again, I'll spend more time there and look at the stuff. But that said, nothing's affordable. You know, nothing is affordable unless you earn pretty decent money and or you have some kind of grants from somewhere. It's a shame, really. But there we go, that's the nature of the beastie, I guess. So that's me, my little... my little conversation for today. So I hope you're all okay, and I'll sign off now. Bye-bye. Ooh!